Pod Quiz 1045. Hello there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 1045.
Round 1.
We'll start this week with an annual anthems music round. There are 4 pieces of music to listen to, for which I would like you to tell me artist and title. And for number 5, I'd like you to tell me the year in which all of those songs were first released.
Question 1. John McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Studebaker, television, North Korea, South Korea, Marilyn Monroe. Question 2. Question 3. To satisfy your pride. Now you wish that you should have her. And you feel like such a fool. You let her walk away. Now it just don't feel the same. Gotta blame it on something.
Gotta blame it on something.
Gotta blame it on something. Question 4. On the line, but it doesn't stop the pain. If I see you next to never, then how can we say forever? Wherever you go, whatever you do, I will. Question 5.
So yes, I'd like you to tell me the year in which all of those songs were first released.
Round 2.
Round 2 is on opera.
Question 6.
Opera originated in which country at the end of the 16th century?
Question 7.
Which Victorian-era Australian opera singer has a dessert made of peaches named after her?
Question 8.
Which Verdi opera is set in Egypt? Aida, La Traviata, or Rigoletto?
Question 9.
The Ring of the Nibelung is a cycle of 4 operas that takes around 15 hours to perform. Who composed it?
Question 10.
Which German dramatist wrote the libretto for Mozart's opera The Magic Flute?
Round 3.
Round 3 is old news. You're about to hear 5 short clips from contemporary news programmes, and I would like you to tell me the year in which they were broadcast. I'll allow you 1 year either side here.
Question 11.
Close on the heels of discussions of Far East strategy by Generals MacArthur and Bradley comes news that communist troops have invaded southern Korea. In swift response, President Truman has ordered United States Sea and Air Forces to give cover and support to the South Korean troops of President Sigmund Rhee, who is here being greeted by General MacArthur in Tokyo. United States action is explained as implementing the Security Council's resolution.
Question 12.
One of the most famous stars in Hollywood history is dead at 36. Marilyn Monroe was found dead in bed under circumstances that were in tragic contrast to her glamorous career as a comic talent. On the surface, she seemed to have such a zest for life. Her international appeal took her from command appearances to the other side of the world and entertainment for Korean GIs.
Question 13.
What the investigators have to determine then is whether indeed there was a sniper and whether the guard was justified in firing its weapons, or whether, as some people here believe, the guard, under the pressure of a rock-throwing attack, panicked and fired its weapons indiscriminately, killing four people. Ike Pappas, CBS News, at Kent, Ohio.
Question 14.
Hollywood could not have asked for a better Christmas present. The science fiction adventure Avatar took in $75 million at the box office over the weekend, leading Hollywood to its highest grossing weekend ever, a total of $278 million. Now, Avatar, not the only movie to put up big numbers.
Question 15.
But ever since the world's biggest scientific experiment, the Large Hadron Collider in Switzerland, confirmed Professor Peter Higgs's theory of the boson, or particle, that gives mass to matter, it has always seemed likely that he would win this year's Nobel Prize for Physics. And though he shared the award with the Belgian counterpart, Françoise Aiglet, the naming of the Higgs boson will mean that it is the British scientist who will be forever associated with the breakthrough.
Round 4.
The fun round this week is food and drink.
Question 16.
Napa, bok choy, and savoy are all varieties of which vegetable?
Question 17.
Which sweet wine-based aperitif was a favourite of the late Queen Elizabeth II?
Question 18.
Which vegetable, which is used like a fruit in cooking, can be forced by keeping it in the dark, producing a sweeter flavour and a light pink colour?
Question 19.
Which coffee drink is named after an order of Franciscan friars because the colour of their habit was said to resemble that of the drink?
Question 20.
Which variety of long, slender-grained aromatic rice, which originates from the Indian subcontinent, has a name derived from the Sanskrit words for ingrained fragrance? Okay, it's time for some music. I shall be back in just over 3 minutes with the answers, after funk rock opera with 1984.
No one run, nothing to hide from the government's prying eyes. Take yourself a summer holiday and get some time away from the brain.
Welcome to 1984. Your apathy has opened up the door. Now, big brother, he's spying on you.
Shut up before you're
removed. Welcome to 1984. Your apathy has opened up the door. Now, big brother, he's spying on you, monitoring through an apple too.
I told you the police are on a killing spree. You say it means nothing to me. I told you our democracy is now an oligarchy. You say it means nothing to me.
I say you are the brain police.
Welcome
my children. Remember, the police are there for our protection.
Delta 2. Speak softly, Big Brother is near. Never mind, he's already here.
Welcome to 1984! Your apathy has opened up the door. And now, Big Brother, he's fine.
You monitoring through an Apple II.
Welcome to 1984! The oligarchy is right over. Now the government, they're watching you, monitoring through your Apple II.
And now, the answers.
Number one was We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel. Number two was Express Yourself by Madonna. Number three was Blame It on the Rain by Milli Vanilli. Number four was Right Here Waiting by Richard Marx.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, I will be right here waiting for you.
And number five, the year was 1989.
Round two.
Round two was on opera, and the answer to number six, opera originated in Italy. Number seven, the Australian opera singer with a dessert named after her is Dame Nellie Melba. The dessert is Peach Melba. Number eight, the Verdi opera set in Egypt is Aida. Number nine, The Ring of the Nibelung was composed by Richard Wagner. And number 10, Emanuel Schikaneder wrote the libretto for The Magic Flute.
Round three.
Round three was old news, and a reminder, you can be a year either side here and still score the point. Number 11 was the start of the Korean War in 1950. Number 12 was the death of Marilyn Monroe in 1962. Number 13, the Kent State shootings was 1970. At Kent, Ohio. Number 14, the Avatar movie release was 2009. Not the only movie to put up big numbers. And number 15, Peter Higgs winning the Nobel Prize was 2013.
Round 4.
The final round was food and drink, and the answer to number 16, Napa. Bok choy and savoy are all varieties of cabbage. Number 17, that wine-based aperitif that was a favourite of the Queen was Dubonnet. Number 18, the vegetable that's used like a fruit is rhubarb. Number 19, the coffee drink named after an order of Franciscan friars is cappuccino. And number 20, the long, slender-grained aromatic rice is basmati. That's it for Pod Quiz 1045. Thanks very much for listening. We have some messages wishing Jane and Howard a wonderful wedding day tomorrow, filled with love and laughter and many years of celebration ahead. All our love, Jim and Shell. Happy birthday from Ivana to Dan. Here's to many more years of Pod Quiz road trips. Love you so much. And happy birthday and congratulations on the new house to Amy from Amy. They are different Amys, I'll just make that clear. Okay, speak to you next week. Bye now.